comfortable and just putting yourself in the character of kind of what went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, 5-on-5, I think we played well enough to win. But again, we took some unnecessary penalties, some untimely penalties, and, we have to find a way to kill those ones off. It's tough. I thought our goaltender played great again. It just sucks that we get on the wrong end, for an effort like that. But 5-on-5 was a step in the right direction, but we got to play a full game, and the special teams let us down tonight.
Just how much of a missed opportunity was this game to kind of let that extra point get away?
Yeah, I mean, points are very valuable, especially when you're going on a two-week trip. So, it's going to sting that we let a point slip away, with under 10 minutes left in the third. Again, we're trying to harp on certain areas of the game where we're improving, but penalties come back to bite us again.
They obviously were pushing in the third. Was it something they were doing that made you guys take those penalties, or is something more of a self-inflicted?
No, we gotta be smarter. We took some offensive zone penalties, some too many men penalties. I mean, those are just easy fixes. So we believe in our group. We just have to, dig deep a little bit and pay attention a little more to the details, and we'll improve in those areas.
You've had about a handful of too many men penalties this year. I mean, is that communication? Is that just not enough speed going to the bench? Or
no, I mean, it's probably the responsibility of the guys that are coming on the ice. You know, they see the play. Of course, yeah, you want to come off the ice hard, but I don't know. I mean, I was on the ice on that one, so didn't see how close it was. But, yeah, sometimes it's miscommunication. Sometimes it's guys jumping when they're not supposed to. Sometimes it's the guys on the ice. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason, but that's totally our fault as a team when we take too many men penalties.
Just next couple of weeks of the travel that you have, and obviously the European game. How do you manage the next couple of weeks?
This year, so far, has been tough in terms of our schedule and just the grind, but it is what it is. We have to go out and play 3 games in New York and try to get as many points as we can, and then go on that week-long trip. So it sucks, it's tough, but we know it's coming, so we'll be prepared for it.
Thank you.